if you are pursuing women who love Jesus, they are not going to laugh in your face. They're not going to reject you in a way where they're like, okay, why are you asking me out?
That's, so
like,
true,
that's the fear that men have is like, and like, don't let me speak for men, you know, but I'm just, this is a theory, is the rejection. Because that's a big thing to carry. Like,
hi, y'all. I have a question.
No, we are afraid of going to prison. We're afraid of Me Too. Yeah, and by the way, we don't like being rejected. No, but we know that your standards are ridiculously high and that we're not going to meet them, so why bother? And by the way, guys like myself who are red-pilled realize it's a waste of time. Anyway, and the juice ain't worth the squeeze!
So, like, I know I'm not ugly. Like, I know, like, and that's just real. I know I'm a cute little piece of... I'm cute! But, like... When I tell you, nobody asks me on dates, nobody DMs me, and y'all probably be like, well, nobody you probably like. Like, no, girl. All across the board, it be mute, quiet, in my messages. Nobody.
Didn't you tell men not to approach you, though? I don't understand. Women tell men, don't approach us in public. Don't go into our DMs. We think you're creepy. Now you're surprised they don't?
Ever like, I like you, I'm attracted to you, let me take you out. Nobody. And I'm starting to think, like, am I intimidating? Or people like, do people actually think, like, oh, she's too good for me, she got her life together?
No.
Because no shade, if y'all thinking that, are you fucking kidding me, y'all?
That's just self-gaslighting. You're just coping, sweetheart. Nobody is thinking that.
I want hoes. I want a roster. And I don't have that.
So she wants a roster. So it actually is... That she wants... What do you think she wants a roster for, by the way? Not sex. I'm not allowed to say that. I should be... Not S. Not for relations. No, she wants a roster of dudes that have a lot of money who will take her out on dates and buy her fancy stuff. So it actually is that just the guys she doesn't want are not, you know, rizzing her up. Is that the term? Is that what kids these days say? Rizzing?
Eh. Maybe those men just aren't interested. Is it really that shocking to them when they don't get the attention they think they deserve?
Yes.
For so long, society has put women on a pedestal where they are constantly praised and validated, especially when they're young and attractive. So when the attention starts fading or men don't show interest, it's almost unthinkable to some women that the issue might not be the men, but them. It's easier to claim that men are intimidated instead of acknowledging that men are just focusing on themselves.
I actually get guys coming up to me quite often on the street, but I've told my girlfriends that there's kind of like a rule. So it's always the weird ones who come up and talk to you. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I give them my number, but I know from right off the bat that I'm not interested. And then I just let things kind of fizzle out at some point.
See, she just told you. And this is common knowledge by now. If you don't know this, I don't know what to tell you. You're clueless. Women know within the first 5 seconds whether or not they're going to sleep with you. That's it. And all we got now is hookup culture. So if you want anything beyond a hookup with a Western woman, don't even bother. Don't even bother, yo.
Well, I personally feel bad rejecting people on the spot.
But she still does it, right?
The boring guy. If you tend to date guys who are emotionally unavailable and overlook guys who are steady and secure...
Date the boring guy. Yeah, the guy that the beta male that's going to give you his paycheck at the end of the week. Yeah.
This is for you. Your nervous system is used to intense chemistry that only leads to inconsistency, high anxiety, and ultimately distance. But here's what you might be missing.
I love how she's got the big rack and she thinks that compensates for her big gut. But we can see your big gut, honey. So, you know, pass.
A boring guy isn't actually boring. He's healthy, consistent, secure in himself, and safe. So
that right, and women think that's boring, okay?
Next time you think a guy is boring, consider that you're actually feeling a sense of safety that your brain wants to interpret as boring because it's not the chaos that you're used to. Now, if you're wondering, but what if...
Yeah, but women like chaos. They are chaos.
If he actually is boring, how do you tell the difference? Meet me in the caption.
Yeah.
But if you feel like he's boring, then he's boring. That's how you tell the difference. Women go by their feels, people, okay?
Well, actually, I would recommend these women to avoid dating the so-called boring guy. because they might end up ruining him. Women who are used to chasing emotionally unavailable men.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. People talk about women's baggage all the time. Oh, they have all these bodies. Oh, they've been with all these dudes. Oh, they can't pair bond. They've been run through. Oh, they're just damaged goods. What about the guy? What about the guy? I mean, yeah, we're more emotionally resilient because we're not in our feels like women are, but we get damaged too. What about us? Anybody talk about that ever? No. Nobody gives a crap about you if you're a dude.
Often carry a lot of unresolved trauma and toxicity with them. They've been in a cycle of chaos where drama and instability are normal. And when they meet a genuine guy who's calm, steady, and emotionally available, they don't know how to handle it. Instead of appreciating the stability, they might find it boring or even suffocating, and they could end up projecting their past baggage onto him. That man should find a woman who operates on the same level as him. Not
Yeah, but if you want to do that, you'd better go overseas, because you're not likely to find it in the West.
Not a woman who's used to dating emotionally unavailable men.
I feel like the men here don't...
Emotionally available. I don't even know what that means. If a dude is emotionally available, what that means is he's in his feminine and not in his masculine, okay? And by the way, those are the guys that they want. Really want are not emotionally available. The ones they complain about all the time, the Chads and the Tyrones that pump them and dump them.
Even really initiate. Y'all be letting the women come to y'all because y'all know it's so many of us. That's also why you guys feel like you're the prize. Because
yeah, the top 10% of guys, that's who she's talking to right now. Guys that have a successful podcast, live stream, IRL of some kind that are making mad cash. That's who she's talking to. And she's not wrong.
Because there's so many of us, y'all just feel like y'all don't have to do anything. Like,
only the top 10% of dudes, sweetheart.
You're too cocky. Like,
which are the guys that she wants, by the way, which is why she laments this reality so much.
Let me ask you this. What makes a prize a prize?
Everybody wants it.
A prize.
Red flags in girls. If she's over the age of like 25, but she's at a club multiple times a week, red flag. If she's gotten with your homies, red flag. If her Instagram page looks like she's in a new country every single week and you can tell it's definitely not for work, red flag. If you've been in a relationship with her for a long time and she refuses to post you online and kind of acts single, red flag. If they still keep in contact with guys that they've been intimate with or guys that they have dated, that is a red flag. If she's on a private jet every weekend to a new city or country, yeah. Red flag. Like and comment for part two. Bye.
She's pretty based. Although we all know this is just a chameleon pick-me broad. So she's just telling you what she thinks you want to hear. You being a min. This is probably her. Although, how old is she? I think she's over 30. So she's talking about herself 5 years ago. Yeah.
Now this is all true. But what's sad is seeing women in the comments calling this woman a pick-me just for stating facts.
Well, she is. I mean, like, come on, Cosmic. She is. Let's be real. This woman, what she's saying, are the red flags of women in that age group? That was her 5 or 10 years ago. Come on. And now she's finally realizing, oh, well, that's not the way to go. That's the wrong path. So now I got to find me a good guy. Yeah, beta male.
It shows you that some women hate it when other women hold them accountable for their actions. Instead of reflecting,
well, that's true,
on the truth,
because women are the only ones allowed to have an opinion about women
being spoken, they resort to name calling and shaming anyone who challenges them. It's like there's an unspoken rule that women are supposed to stick together no matter what, even
yeah, it's called the sisterhood,
even if it means ignoring reality or excusing toxic behaviors. It's sad.
Hey, when I think a man's good looking and then I look at him and then he doesn't approach me. Like, did you not see me just look right at you? Like, that was your sign. Like, that was me shooting my shot. Like, I look.
Her shooting her shot is looking at a dude. Oh, wow. Wow.
Right at you. Like, I looked away pretty quickly. Like, it was kind of one of these. Ooh.
So, by your logic, I'm shooting my shot when I look at you. And you believe in equality, right? You believe men and women are equal, so by your own logic, shouldn't you approach me now that I looked at you and shot my shot? Oh, it doesn't apply to me? Yeah, I see.
You know, but like, that was your sign.
Obviously, as a woman, would like the men to approach me. But nowadays, it hasn't been happening. Feels like the roles have been switched. Men are expecting women to approach them and...
Yeah, it's called a... You've been pushing this ideology for 50, 60 years, sweetheart. It's called equality. Men and women are equal. Men need to be more feminine and then they're female. And you've been telling men for how long? Don't approach us. We don't want you to approach us. You're creepy if you approach us. Why are you surprised?
And be the first one to make the move. I don't know what happened, to be honest, but I feel like it's the generation.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Does it kind of upset you how it is these days?
Yes, it upsets me very much.
Yeah, you need to go on a diet, sweetheart. Look at them ham hocks she has for legs. That might have something to do with why men aren't approaching you.
It makes dating very, very hard.
Look at those gigantic hoop earrings. I could fit my head through those. Good Lord. Well, you need to lose about 50, 60 pounds, sweetheart, and get some fashion sense and, you know, do something with your hair.
You would wish that guys would approach more.
I mean, the right guy, obviously.
I mean, the right guy! Yeah. Oh, I see. Some men approach you, but they're invisible to you, so, yeah.
It's not that men want women to approach. They just don't want to deal with women anymore. If you're upset, look to your sisters. Mm-hmm. Equality's a bitch. That's not the only reason. We are just fed up and don't want the hassle.
Right, it's too much work. It's just too much work.
In fact, she stated that it has to be the right guy. Because something as simple as approaching a man is all he needs to know. You have interest.
Actually, that's not all. It's not even that much. All she has to do is look at you and smile, right? But women can even do that. They give you the, you know, it used to be called a come-hither look. Now they got that resting B-I-T-C-H face all the time. Oh, but you should approach me, says Brie Larson. Yeah, right.
Some women have no idea how to respectfully reject someone. Women right. are dogging men for being polite and a gentleman. Start being submissive and respectful, and the man will come to you again.
Well, you see, they've got that abundance mentality because they got so many simps in their DMs. They got so many dudes approaching them, dudes that, you know, they're not interested in, by the way. They're not interested in those dudes, but they still notice they're being approached. They get all this attention. So, you know, like, well, hey, you know, it doesn't matter how I treat these guys. They get this gigantic ego. And they think they're better than they actually are. So when dudes who they see as beneath them approach them, they actually feel affronted. They actually feel offended. And what do? When you feel offended? You lash out. Well, men have been seeing that for a long time. And they're deciding, you know, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass on being nice to you and giving you this attention and giving you something that is actually a compliment by approaching you and you spitting in my face for it. So no thank you.
Well, this woman just contradicted herself. She complains that men don't approach her, but then wishes the right guy would come along and make the move. It really makes you wonder, what exactly is the right guy? Is it the guy who's 6 feet tall, earns a six-figure salary, and looks like a model?
And has a big old trouser snake?
Because if that's the standard, it's no surprise that the majority of men aren't approaching. Those kinds of expectations eliminate a huge portion of potential me.
Yeah, what is it, something like 15% of the U.S.-based population is just 6 feet? So 6'1", I think it goes down like to like 5% or something. It's a crazy reduction for every inch over 6 feet.
What's even more ironic is that a lot of these women might be turning down genuinely good guys simply because they don't fit some superficial criteria. The right guy might be the one who doesn't have the flashiest job or isn't 6'2", but they overlook those kind of men.
Actually, less men are going after women because men are more in their feminine energy. There's been an attack on...
But that's what you wanted!
...masculinity for years now. Pursuing with intent will never be a waste of time and energy. Masculine energy men pursue what is of value to them.
This man came up to me on the subway to ask for my phone number.
Well, it looks like there still are some guys approaching women.
He He should have just asked for a dollar at that point. He would have gained more from that conversation than that.
Oh, dear. It doesn't sound like it went very well, does it?
He had the audacity to be like, wait, hold up. Do you have a boyfriend? Because I don't talk to girls in relationships.
Wait, that's a bad thing that he asked? How so?
I don't talk to men who aren't competitive, okay? If you can't fight, just say that.
Wow. And here I thought it just sounded like the guy was being respectful.
Stop trying to act like you're a good person. You're not.
So she reads negative into every single interaction she has with a man because she's had so many bad experiences, perhaps? Because she's been chasing the guys that have limitless options, perhaps? And those guys don't ever settle down? But those are the guys she wants to settle down, but they just pump her and dump her. And now she conflates that with all men and treats them like garbage. Gotcha.
A good person. You're approaching a woman alone on the subway. You're a terrible human being.
Wait, what?
Why not be like, what's your boyfriend's address? Let me kill him with my bare hands and then take you out for dinner. Romance. Learn it.
Well, doesn't that sound like the beginnings of a very healthy relationship?
Men don't know how to talk to women nowadays.
And a lot of women really don't seem to know what they want either. And they seem to have gotten their ideas of what romance actually is from a novel that they picked up at the grocery store.
This is why dudes...
Let's be real, chicks ain't reading anything these days.
Don't want...
Except their Instagram DMs, right?
...to date anymore. It's easier to be single. So glad I'm 55 and out of the dating pool. It's impossible to navigate this. My 22-year-old son is beyond frustrated. Every day I learn how lucky I am to have married an amazing woman... I feel for the men still out there searching. Ladies, if you keep up with this delusional mindset, men are just going to sit back and watch you destroy yourselves and future relationships. We can be happy without you.
Yep.
The only way I can think to describe this woman is unhinged. There's no way she wants a man to compete for her while she has a boyfriend. And this level of romance she's talking about is just cheating. But I have to commend her, though. At least she showed her red flags early. What I think...
She's nuts!
...this woman wants is a joker, so she can be Harley Quinn. Absolutely crazy.
It's unfortunate, because she was kind of cute, but she's wackadoo.
Every day I wake up and I'm like...
Okay, so she got a nice rack. She's got a decent hip-to-waist ratio, so she's not a pig. Well, maybe not. I don't know. She doesn't look all that fit either. Those are some very chunky breasts. Not my type of thing. But she's also got the arm tattoos in foreign languages, cuneiform and ugly tattoos and orange hair, so that's a problem.
I just don't want to be a strong, independent woman anymore. Then I remember... I just can't keep my fucking mouth shut.
I know men are actually approaching women in society today when it comes to relationships or dating. And this is going to be a tough pill to swallow, but it's because of how the women interact with men when men try to respectfully approach you and get to know you. These are the types of responses I get from other men in their interactions with women. The number one thing I hear from them is fear of rejection. No surprise there. No one likes to get metaphorically slapped in the face when you're trying to meet a beautiful woman and you're just...
I don't know that that's accurate, though. I'm not afraid of rejection. What I'm afraid of is humiliation, being insulted, being called a creep, or being accused of a Me Too or something. Woman starting to yell and scream and make a scene. That's really what I'm concerned about, okay? Being accused of something, harassment, whatever. So, rejection isn't what I'm concerned about.
Just trying to have a general...
It's about the how of the rejection and the problems it could cause me.
Conversation to see if they want to connect with you. Men think that they're not worthy enough, that because their life seems normal, the women are just disinterested in them. And this is always a good one. We come off looking like a creep just because we want to have a normal conversation. I keep hearing rejection, rejection, rejection. More or less, we just become a bother. And then this one is my favorite of all. Men not feeling like they can live up to the standards of what this individual wants the man to have. I'm not 6 foot. I don't meet six figures. I don't do this, this, and this. I don't have this IQ. I don't have this kind of job. I don't speak this way. I don't look this way. I don't have the jawline. It's unending. Because...
Believe me, women don't care about your IQ unless they believe that it correlates with earning potential, okay?
Society has conditioned women to foster this idea, this environment that leads to all of the singleness and the sole reason why men do not want to be in a relationship today. And let me finish. This isn't just one or two men. These are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men stating the same things. How do we fix this?
Not gonna lie. At some
it's gonna take zombie apocalypse time, okay? Until then, the government, academia, media are not going to stop encouraging this nonsense, okay? And rewarding it.
Point, I don't know when, but I just stopped caring about dating and marriage. I'm fine on my own. I'd love to be a relationship. But after all the rejection, my confidence is low. I automatically assume they wouldn't be interested in me, so I don't try. Yeah.
See, I don't have that problem, and this is why you guys out there should work on doing things, having hobbies, pursuits, passions that you get very good at, and that boosts your confidence quite a bit. You shouldn't need another person to give you confidence. Confidence only comes from yourself. It only comes from within. So seek out avocations, hobbies, things you can do that you're good at, and you can spend your time improving at, and get better at your job, your work, focus on you and improving you, and in that sense, you will gain confidence. Confidence does not come from others.
It's the checklist that does it for me. If I haven't got a good job, I don't stand a chance. It's the universal cycle. Humanity will be resets because the new generation is doom. Yeah, the checklist a man has to meet to get a woman today is just crazy. And what they're looking for is mostly based on superficial things.
Only in the West. I mean, in the East too, but the standard insofar as the quantity, the volume, amount of wealth, of resources you have is far less. Their expectations in those regards are far less. They still want you to provide, but chicks over in the East, generally speaking, unless we're talking about more developed places, commie pinko places, where women have been liberated because it's necessary, because they need more workers in the workforce to increase the tax revenue. But if you're talking about places like Vietnam or, depends on South Vietnam and, the Philippines and such, and Thailand, minus the lady boys. Those chicks are much more down to earth and realistic in their expectations.
Now, men are judged based on things like looks, height, income, status, and even the type of car they drive.
Yep.
The qualities that really matter, like loyalty, kindness, and emotional support, seem to be overlooked in favor of material success.
That's because we live in a materialistic society right now that focuses totally and completely on hedonism and pleasure of the moment and mistakes those things for virtues. Real virtues, they're not taught. Women, men, people in general don't know what virtues are, and they don't know that that is the currency of trade in a relationship. Instead, they mistake things when they should be focusing on virtues.
And a polished social image. Men are expected to meet unrealistic standards, while the focus on deeper, long-term compatibility is often ignored. On top of that, social media creates this illusion that there are endless options out there, making it even harder for men to measure up to constantly shifting standards. Women swipe left and right based on a photo or a few details, ignoring the fact that many great men might not fit into these narrow boxes. There's no hope out there.
And your bitch know I've been a man.
21.
Playing with a rock like I'm Jigga Man. Gotta look a nigga in the eyes when you kill a man. Am I loud? Every wow. Scrap.
The reason why...
She thinks she's intimidatingly pretty.
Uh-huh. Guys won't approach you is because they're afraid that you're going to ignore them or reject them. Guys, they are very shy, and if they're ugly, then they know that they're ugly. So they're going to be...
You ain't that attractive either, sweetheart.
Afraid to talk to a woman that looks like me. Or like...
Anybody out there think she's all that attractive? I don't.
Like a woman that's just like pretty, you know?
You're average at best.
So So yeah, if a guy comes up to you, it doesn't matter how he looks.
She looks like a chipmunk with her cheeks stuffed with walnuts. What is she talking about, pretty?
Let's just have a conversation with him. See if he's actually being genuine with you. If he's smiling, if he's being friendly, if he's all like, hey mamacita, you know, like, but like, if they're like really nice with you and you're able to get along with them, then boom, you just made yourself a potential partner.
In some cases, it doesn't matter how respectful or nice a man is when he approaches a woman. Some women will still respond with rudeness or disrespect. It's like there's an automatic assumption that every man who approaches is beneath them or not worth their time. This attitude...
Well, unless he's, like, super good-looking. Then she'll forget her list!
...can be incredibly discouraging for men who are simply trying to strike a conversation. For yes. Some women, the act of being approached is taken as an opportunity to belittle or act superior, as if rejecting a man gives them some kind of power boost.
Yes.
This level of disrespect has made it harder for men to approach women without fear of being humiliated or ridiculed in public. Men are pulling back from even trying, knowing they could be met with not just rejection, but outright hostility.
Why does this type of guy seem to ignore women?
Well, modern day women are, by and large, power and control freaks. Now, women have a tendency toward narcissism to begin with, and modern day culture, what they're taught in school, what they're fed from social media, reinforces this. So they get these big, giant egos. They get they get drunk on the power. And so they, in many cases, they can't help but want to put other people down.
I'm going to tell you why in this video. Let's get into it.
No. Of course, it also doesn't help that they have no real value or virtues to speak of. Deep down, they know that, so they're very insecure. And what do very insecure people do? Well, they abuse others to feel better about themselves.
Number one, they know their value. They value their time and attention, and they're not going to use it to inflate a woman's ego. They're goal-driven. They are too busy chasing purpose to be chasing women. This type of guy does not need to be in a relationship. Trust me, he's good being alone. So he's not desperate to fill up the space with a woman.
Well, he's only alone when he wants to be, if you're talking about the top 10%er.
He's calculated. He's strategic. And he probably knows a woman that he's interested in. A lot of guys want her too, and are probably giving her a whole lot of attention. And he ain't gonna be like everybody else. Which is gonna make her wonder. This man does have a busy life. He has incredible...
It's also gonna make her want him that much more.
High standards for the women that he decides to pursue. So if he does decide to pursue you, he made a calculated decision to do so. Remember, just like she got options, he got options too.
Only the top 10%. Actually, is it now maybe 5 or 2%?
Because he's confident and he's secure in himself. He doesn't need the validation of a woman's interests. He knows his value and he knows his worth.
So I saw a study that almost half of men age 18 to 25 have never approached a woman in person. And let me tell you, that was literally the most disheartening statistic as someone who's in that age group and who just deleted all her dating apps because she wants to meet someone in real life. I really like do not want to hear any more shit about a male loneliness epidemic when half of men my age aren't even like attempting to talk to a woman in real life.
Yet you seem insufferable. Why would I want to approach you? You're mid at best. Looks like you got an okay figure. We know you don't go to the gym, though. You spindly thing that you are. You just don't pick up the fork as much as a lot of other broads. Your teeth need some work, though. Snaggletooth. But clearly, you think a lot more of yourself than you oughta. Give her a 5. Body maybe a 6 because she's not a pig. You're nothing special, sweetheart, but you do sound insufferable. So, yeah.
I, like, completely understand, like, the fear of rejection and everything. Like, it's hard out here to, like, just...
Sweetheart, you have no idea or comprehension of what it means to be a man. Spare me.
Just go up and talk to someone you don't even know, but...
I guarantee you she's never done it. Come on.
I feel like our dependence on, like, online stuff, dating apps, Instagram, whatever, has kind of made it so that no one talks to anyone anymore in real life. Because why risk rejection in person when the most you could do is, like, I don't know, slide into their Instagram DMs, and then if they say no, that's it. Like, you don't have to see them again, you know? You don't have to face that rejection in real life. Also, though, that people are going to say, it's 2023, like, why didn't the woman just approach a man? That is completely fine. I have done that before. I have been the one.
BS. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guys you've approached, if we were to believe you, are the top 5% or dudes, okay? And they shot you down, probably. Well, maybe not. I guess they would hit it and quit it. Yeah, on a slow night, maybe. A few too many beers.
In my past two relationships, to, like, pursue, I guess, the man first. But sometimes a girl just wants to be
asked. You mean situationships, sweetheart.
Asked out, you know? Like, if you're looking cute, you want someone to be like, hey, like, I think you're really pretty. Can I get your number or something? So, I don't know.
You want attention and validation. And you're not getting enough of it.
No. I guess this is a message for guys. If you're watching this, like, don't feel super afraid to ask a woman out or, like, say something. It doesn't have to be anything big. Like,
didn't you just spend a considerable amount of time taking a crap, a dump on men and putting us down, and now we should approach you?
You just say, I think you're really pretty. Can I have your number? If she says no, respectfully move on.
You're not pretty.
Fear of rejection that people have is really...
You mean you?
Deterring them from ever saying anything to anybody now, especially because it's so easy to be like, oh, I could just, like, look them up on Instagram later and, like, say something or, like their story, which doesn't mean anything. So, yeah.
What an airhead.
I guess this is your sign to talk to somebody today. If you think they're cute, just say something.
No.
Again,
pass.
It's not a fear of rejection. Some men just really decided to back away because of what women have been consistently saying.
Yeah.
Things like, men leave women alone, stop approaching women in public, we don't want to be approached, etc. I'm sure there's some men out there who still wishes to approach women, and some women who wishes men would approach them. Right now it's just a mystery, because how would men know when to make a move? This has led to a situation where everyone is more hesitant. Men who would have once confidently made a move are now holding back, while some women might be waiting, wondering why men aren't approaching them anymore.
You gotta get some kind of payoff, right? I mean, that's why men ain't approaching. It used to be that you could approach a certain number of women and you would get some success, right? Now it's 10 times more difficult. Now you approach 100 women, you strike out 100 times. In the past, you approach like 20 women, you might get lucky, right? Now you gotta approach 200, 300, 400, and you're probably gonna get shot down every freaking time. So guys are just like, what the hell? I'm putting myself out there, I'm taking all these risks, I'm getting constant humiliation, I'm getting zero payback, I'm getting zero payoff. Well, then why should I continue to invest in this behavior when I'm getting nothing out of it? It's like going to work and you're not getting paid. I went to work for 2 weeks, I made no money. Well, why are you still going to work? It's a good point.
The balance has been thrown off, and it's created a kind of standstill where no one knows what's appropriate or welcomed anymore. It's a confusing landscape where the traditional rules of dating and approaching are being rewritten, but no one has a clear guide on how to navigate it. What a shame.
I think it's just a cost-benefit analysis. I think that's all it is. Guys are waking up realizing, hey, you know, juice ain't worth the squeeze. I'm putting out all this effort. I'm not getting anything in return. So what's the point? At a certain point, a guy is just like, I'm done. I reached that point quite a while ago. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. And maybe go check me out on the BIT Shoot website. I am the Realist Philosopher there. Also, check out my GoFundMe in the description. Recently suffered a horrific injury and was in the hospital for a month. So if you want to check that out, make a donation, you'll find more info at my GoFundMe. And again, give me a like, give me a subscribe, and leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm. Anyhow, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.